USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now, you really drive them crazy if you say 12 more years.
12. Busy campaigning day for President Trump, the president in Michigan and Wisconsin, the president ending his day in Las Vegas, Nevada. Dr. Anthony Fauci, in an upcoming episode of 60 Minutes, says the coronavirus pandemic would have to get really, really bad before he would favor a national lockdown.
The country is fatigued with restrictions. So we want to use public health measures not to get in the way of opening the economy, but to being a safe gateway to opening the economies.
The entire interview with Fauci will air Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud. This as more absentee ballots are found in the trash, this time in Kentucky.
Federal authorities are now investigating after a contractor in Jefferson County, Kentucky, stumbled on 112 absentee ballots in a dumpster. The ballots never made it to their intended recipients and had not been opened or filled out. Special agents from the U.S. Postal Service's Office of the Inspector General also found two political flyers as they investigated. Special Agent Scott Balfour tells AP that when the investigation is concluded, the case will be presented for federal prosecution to the U.S. Attorney's Office. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Michigan Court of Appeals blocked a lower court's order that gave a 14-day extension on mail-in ballots. The court said any changes had to be approved by the legislature, not judiciary. Similar court-imposed extensions in Wisconsin and Indiana have been overturned by higher courts. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New data suggests it could be a grim winter for deaths from COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
A key model has a stark prediction for a winter surge in coronavirus deaths. The new report from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington is forecasting a spike in COVID-19 deaths over the winter months to nearly 400,000 by the beginning of February. That would be an increase of more than 80%. Doctors at the Institute say they expect to see the number of deaths begin to rise as soon as the beginning of November. The United States saw the number of coronavirus infections pass 8 million this week. More than 218,000 Americans have already died of the virus. And the latest data from Johns Hopkins University shows that 21 states have recorded peak weekly averages of infections over the last 7 days.
A Virginia girl is becoming one of the first ever female Eagle Scouts. Katie Hunter of Vienna, Virginia, says she always wanted to be a Boy Scout like her brothers.
I was a little jealous that they got to do all these fun things like rock climbing and camping.
Hunter finally got her chance when the Boy Scouts of America announced last year they would let girls join. Only about 6% of Boy Scouts ever become Eagle Scouts.
Part of me really wanted to prove that girls could do it just the same as boys could.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.